This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today, we're asking you a question here on Live Your True Life Perspectives. Are you feeling overwhelmed? Do you feel overwhelmed? I know that many of us are feeling overwhelmed on a constant basis because of technology. We have so much technology nowadays that we can know what's happening all around the world at any given time. Whether it's the news 24/7, right? Or the internet. What about social media? You know, I find it very interesting because we have access to all of this. Internet, social media, the news, the list goes on. So how do we get a break from the sadness and destruction? We have the opportunity to see the news all the time, everywhere, every moment of every single day. And I believe that with the overload of the news, we see the news stories about people, we see the news stories about animals, we see the news stories about our planet Earth going through turmoil and tragedy, we watch the plight of the abused, we see the aftermath of violence, and we fear the tragedy ahead. So what do we do? I know many of you are saying, you know what, actually I don't know what to do. I get online, you know, you wake up in the morning. I had a situation that happened the other day. Woke up in the morning, it was about, you know, it was early, 6 a.m., Yes, and I'm working on my addiction on social media. But I got up in the morning at 6 and I turned my phone on out of airplane mode, and guess what? I was looking on Facebook thinking I was going to have something glorious come to me on Facebook, something inspirational. But instead it was a really, really, really sad, sad, depressing story. And it got me a little off target, and it got me wanting to save this and do that. But, you know, I'm trying to figure out what I got to do. And many of us on a day-to-day basis are experiencing our own issues in our life regarding our family, our friends. We're dealing with the death of a family member, loss of a spouse, perhaps a divorce, even a loss of a job, loss of a home, and the list goes on. And I feel that a lot of times we're dealing with so much stuff in our own life, it's hard to really process what's happening in the outside world, right? It's hard to process that. And it seems like I find that it's tougher than before, when you're experiencing life-changing situations and simultaneously feeling empathy for humans and animals afar and near, and it's hard to digest those situations. And so on today's show, we're going to help you. We're not just going to talk about devastation and sadness. We're not just going to talk about the violence and the oppression. Instead, what we're going to talk about is solutions. Okay? Because we all need it. I don't know about y'all, but when I wake up in the morning and I see that, that just puts you on a negative, sad trajectory for the rest of the day. And I feel overwhelmed. I feel like I can't do anything. What can I do to change the situation? What can I do to help the situation? And I know that there's certain things I can help, but I also know that there's certain things that I gotta stay in my lane and I gotta focus on what I need to focus on. And we have to also realize and think about what do we want to get into and what makes the most amount of sense with our skill set, our ability, and the tribe that we have. In studio today, Reggie Harvey is joining me. Reggie is the author of Anatomy of a Patient. And you should find out more information about his book. It's a really neat book because it's coming from the perspective of a person that is literally was in corporate America forever, constantly in corporate America, doing all kinds of amazing stuff, and then one day gets a diagnosis that has changed his life forever. So you'll have to see that for sure. Also, we have Arnold Smith. Arnold Smith will be joining us here later on in the hour. He is the creator of the Connection app, and it's going to be awesome because he has an incredible perspective because he, you know, has an interesting background, an interesting story, and the cool thing about it is he understands how to bring people together. He understands how to bring couples together to really formulate a bond and to understand the value of the relationship. But also the other thing, too, is that he comes from a very unique perspective, and the fact that he can really offer his perspective on this because he's been through it as well, just like Reggie has, and we're all overwhelmed more often than not than we want to be right now in this year, in this time, on this planet. So we're going to be offering solutions. We're going to be talking a lot today here on Live Your True Life Perspectives. So what we're talking about is feeling overwhelmed and what to do, and how do we stay in our personal power? How do we stay? Because I think, well, as we're digesting and dealing with the sad stories, with the with our empathy, we see on TV, we see on social media, I have found that taking a personal inventory of one's feeling is mandatory. And when I see a news story, I have to ask myself, how does this make me feel? How does it make me feel? I also have to do an inventory on my thoughts and my feelings and the feelings that I have a burden. And then I also have to step back and actually start thinking about solution, because many of us have a tendency, it's a normal response, when we feel overwhelmed by something, we get sad, we get depressed, but more than that, we feel immobile, that we can't mobilize to do something. We feel overwhelmed, and we feel as though somebody is sitting on us because we can't seem to move because we don't know what to do next. You know, Reggie, when we talked about this before, because I told you, I said, you know, between social media and the news, and really focusing on some of these stories, and I know many people listening right now have been there, done that. It happened this morning probably. You turn on the news and you went, oh my God, I can't believe these poor people in this country is going through this. What do I do? How can I help? What do I do? And there's a lot of things we can do, but what I found is that when we try to make ourselves and spread ourselves so thin, we really have to focus on something. Reggie, what are some of your thoughts on the overload of the news and just how, you know, basically overwhelmed we can be?
Well, I think a key to staying grounded is being clear about your opinion versus your ideology. Those are not synonyms, but people misuse those concepts. An opinion is a view or judgment formed about something, not necessarily based in fact or knowledge. Whereas an ideology is a system of ideas and ideals, especially one which forms the basis of economic or political theory and policy. So when we screw those up, we create a false equivalency that can quickly lead to a misinterpretation of groupthink for studied public opinion. Now, why do I harp on this? If you're unclear about how you feel and how you've reached the conclusions you currently have, you are more susceptible to react irrationally to the news and information and stories that you hear, because you'll attach yourself to some aspect or some construct within that story or information stream and erroneously mix up your belief system with groupthink and gossip, and it becomes very difficult to separate the two. And that confusion causes you anxiety, and that anxiety causes you to say stupid things to people. and all of that gets in the way of your ability to listen to what somebody's actually trying to report to you or share with you or inform you in some way. So that's why I spend so much time talking about that. Because when you don't understand or appreciate the basic constructs of an idea or a perception, then it's easy to become susceptible to unfounded fear, biases, stereotypes, and illogical panic attacks.
Mm-hmm.
So I think step number one for me is to always be clear about how what I believe about a certain construct. Now, that doesn't mean that will never change. I'm open to get new information because I understand what I currently know and don't know. And I don't feel threatened if I hear a story from another perspective that I've not experienced. That's interesting to me. And I have to think about, does that change or alter or affect my original view? Should it? Rather than just being confused and reacting. So
that makes sense. Well, and I get what you're saying, because, you know, a lot of times too we can jump to a conclusion. A lot of times too we can get overwhelmed and panicked. and something we don't understand. But also, you're right, there's a lot of information that needs to be gathered, because I think nowadays, more often than not, we take one piece of news, and I know that some of us don't do that, but we look at that as the gospel. And we have to get more information for sure before we like go down that path. But one of the things that I really want to stress with everybody listening tonight and today is just to really focus on when you do see something that you want to act on, or you do see things or a certain particular situation that you want to be an activist for or make changes to or try to get involved with, I want you to really think about that and really mull that over and see, is this a long-term concept? Because one of my things that I like to get involved with is helping the homeless community in my area. And I've been helping the homeless community in my area for over 5 years now, and it's something that I care about, and it's something that hasn't changed. It wasn't a fly-by-night thing. It was something that I really got into, I really thought about, and then I continue to do it, and I act on it. You know, every single month I do something on a consistent basis, on a monthly basis, but also during the holidays, I speak to certain homeless groups, and I do things like that too, and also giving and being there as well. And so there's different levels of that. I write an article in the newspaper where the homeless actually sell that newspaper to make pocket money, to make money also as well. So it's something you got to think about, because I see stuff all the time. Like, I'm a big animal lover, and I see things on the internet that I want to change every day, and twice on Sunday I see these things. I see a lot of people that are activists that are doing it, and I am cheerleading behind them for them, and I'm doing whatever I can to get the word out for them. But I know that it's hard for me to give all that energy to that when I'm really focused over here on the homeless population. So we got to think about what is, you know, what is it that you really want to focus on? And I call that, you know, I call that your power passion project. You know, what is that that you want to do? What is your power passion project?
You've tapped into something that I'm recalling from earlier shows. Arnold has explored the idea that an essential foundation for avoiding irrational thinking or behavior is to develop a strong sense of your own principles and values, using that as a guide, as a compass. And I've really thought a lot about that, and I love that idea, because a robust personal belief system that's rooted in clear principles and values frees us to consider fresh input. That's where I think honest empathy comes from. Your passion for helping the homeless in unique ways, rather than pitying their circumstance or getting in their business. It's just, hey, in the right now, what do you need? How can I bring you comfort? How can I bring you a little joy and relief? How can I just acknowledge that you are here and part of the human race and important?
That's so true. See, that's so true. And Reggie, I like what you said to that, because that's the concept is true. You got to focus on what can you do. We can't change the world overnight. And I think that's where a lot of us get stressed out at. We can't make those changes. But we'll be talking more of that when we return. We'll be talking more, because we have Arnold coming on in just a little bit. Reggie and I in studio today. Also, check it out. Go to artforyourcause.com. Artforyourcause.com, and check out the website. It's a really neat website where artists and charities link up, so that you can actually buy art as an investment, right? Buy the art that you love, and then in return, the charity that you choose also gets a part of the proceeds to a donation directly to the charity. It's a really neat organization. We'll be talking more when we return about feeling overwhelmed, what you can do to not feel overwhelmed, how you can really focus your goals and desires to helping other people and to helping a situation, and making the most out of that. And that's what's so powerful. We'll be talking about solution and how you can focus on your power passion project and really focus on that. You try to say that a bunch of times. Power passion project. I can say that over and over and over again. Also, check out the website, AshleyBurgess.com. Ashley, BERGES.com. Live your true life perspectives. We'll be back talking about feeling overwhelmed with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, and Two Shakes. Hey there. Are you an artist? Do you want to get more exposure? Are you empowered when you create, and even more empowered when you work helping others? There's a place you can get exposure for your work, connect with art lovers, sell your work, and give back all in one place. Artforyourcause.com. Selling your art and getting exposure doesn't have to be difficult. You owe it to you and your work to get it out to the public, to inspire and touch the hearts of people who possess and acquire your work. Go to artforyourcause.com and start the journey today. Do you want to champion philanthropic projects like helping the rainforest and helping the homeless? Well, you can do that with your own artwork, and you can get exposure, and you can get recognition. Go to artforyourcause.com/Ashley. That's artforyourcause.com/Ashley and start your journey today.
Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for couples. To find out more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the connection habits will make your partner happy. Uh-oh. Has your relationship developed the dreaded roommate syndrome? Don't worry. You can cure the roommate syndrome just by making a few small changes. The Connection app for couples will help you practice the habits proven to generate intimacy and trust so you can feel that honeymoon feeling again. Did we mention you could win a vacation just for playing? To learn more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the connection habits may result in smiles, hugs, and spontaneous kisses. Full contest details in-app.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today we're talking about feeling overwhelmed. What do we do when we feel overwhelmed? We think the world, there's so much stuff to do in this world. There's so many people that need our help. There's so many animals that are in crisis. There's so many humans in crisis. Mother Earth, well, I mean, I guess she's in crisis too. It's like, who's not in crisis? And it's like, what do we do? And I know that many of you listening are like, well, my life is pretty in crisis right now, too. So I got all this stuff going on. I'm trying to save things. I'm trying to help people. I'm trying to do all this stuff. And I got this stuff on my plate, too. And when you look at the news stories and you see some of the stuff and you go on social media and you see some of these stories that are just heart-wrenching, gut-wrenching stories, and you're like, I want to change things. I want to help. Because that's normal for many of you empaths out there, and many of you you're connected to your feelings. And on the break, Reggie and I were talking, as you know, there's a gentleman that's helping a group, rescue these dogs in Korea. And it's a horrible situation, and he's rescuing these dogs, and he actually rescued two, brought them back to the United States, and he's rehabilitating them to get them to be calm, and because they had been tortured and abused. And And yeah, and Reggie was talking about how the fact that, you know, it's better to have two, to take on two dogs than none. And I think a lot of us get overwhelmed because we see the million, there's a million dogs that are being abused, and we say, oh my gosh, you know, we got to take on that. But just starting somewhere is where we have to start the scene. And I think this is going to help resolve some of that overwhelmingness.
And I think too, when you hear these stories or that you encounter something that you weren't prepared for, rather than react to your particular situation against the backdrop of the story that you're encountering, put yourself in the place of people who are actually a part of the story and take a moment to consider how they've been impacted as opposed to you. Make the other subjects of the story more important than you. And that can inform you sometimes about why those people aren't necessarily panicking, why they aren't exhibiting anger and frustration and lashing out at the people who are causing harm. There might be some other important aspect that they have to concentrate on. It doesn't mean that they're not empathetic, but they're surviving for the moment and they've made choices.
Mm-hmm.
And then that helps us form more intelligent choices on our own. And it gives us a chance to integrate our tacit knowledge, that knowledge that we get from books, and our explicit knowledge, the knowledge we get from experience, firsthand experience. Because a lot of times we don't take time to integrate those. And that goes right along with Arnold's talk about the importance of values and understanding the boundaries of your values and the boundaries of other people's values. And it doesn't mean that theirs are better than yours. They're just different.
Mm-hmm.
And that can lead you to have different conclusions from other people. And rather than get emotionally invested in, oh, well, they're wrong, a lot of these issues, like the dogs, okay, there's some cultural thing going on that makes that particular part of the world think that this is something that should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make sense to us. And rather than get wrapped up in how cruel it is, as we may think, it's just, well, what are we going to do about it?
Yeah, what are we going to do about it?
Get past the emotion part and get on with the mission part.
That is so smart. I love that. Get on with the mission part, really. And that's what we need to do first, is we got to focus on solution first, always. Because I find that when we wallow in the emotion, it takes over us. And one of the things that I want to give y'all as a solution right now, real quick, is to really limit the amount of intake that you have of this content on a daily basis. You can only suck in a certain amount of this content without it really, really affecting y'all. And I know some of you say, well, I don't have anything affect me. It's not a big deal. But I'm telling you, subconsciously, this is going to affect you throughout the day. And I want you to feel more powerful than to feel less powerful, okay? And I want you to focus on a few things. And that's something that I want us to look at, is like, let's focus on what we can change. Let's focus on solutions. So when we return, Arnold Smith is going to be joining us by phone. Can't wait to hear from him and his perspective on what to do when you're feeling overwhelmed and how to stay within your personal power. Reggie Harvey and I are in studio. We will continue to be here as well. Stay watching and listening to us here on USA Radio Networks. Great shows coming up in the lineup later on today as well. And check out the website, AshleyBurgess.com, for more information. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back this time in two shakes.
There is nothing better than seeing that look in your partner's eyes. No, not that look. The other one. You know, when their eyes are filled with love for you. Unfortunately, modern life can be so demanding that you may be seeing that look less often than you would like. When you use the Connection app for couples, you'll be practicing the habits that make that look happen, so you can see it every day. To learn more about the Connection app for couples, find our ad on AshleyBurgess.com. Warning, practicing the Connection habits may result in smiles, hugs, and spontaneous kisses. Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The Connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for couples. To find out more, find our ad on AshleyBurgess.com. Warning, practice.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The State Department has completed its internal investigation into former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's use of private email and found violations by 38 people, many of which will face disciplinary action. The investigation, launched more than 3 years ago, determined that 38 people were culpable in 91 cases of sending classified information that ended up in Clinton's personal email, according to the letter sent by Senator Chuck Grassley. The 38 are current and former State Department officials, but were not identified. The investigation covered over 33,000 emails that Clinton turned over for review after her use of the private email account became public. The department said it found a total of 588 violations involving information that was deemed to be classified. The report concluded that the use of a private email system to conduct official business adds an increased degree of risk of compromise to State Department networks. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jay Fusey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today we're talking about feeling overwhelmed. What to do when you're feeling overwhelmed and how to deal with it, because we have to have a solution here. That's the Live Your True Life motto. We can't just stand in desperation and confusion and fear. We've got to have that solution, because solution makes our life so much better. Because otherwise, we just sit around and go, I don't know what to do. I mean, I don't even know why I'm here. I mean, I don't know what to do. But when we have solution, we can actually get into solution. We can get out of that funk, and we can actually make some changes. Joining us now on the phone, Arnold Smith. Arnold, great to have you. How are you doing? Arnold is the creator of the Connection app, and he has a big speech later today for a huge crowd of people, so I know he's getting ready for that. How are you doing today?
Oh, great, Ashley. Thanks for having me on.
So I bet you're getting ready for your big speech today. Hopefully that'll all go well.
I am. Yeah, it's great. And actually, it's on a similar subject. It's all about making change happen, which, of course, you know, as an individual, that's often what gives us the most stress is when we're, like, we want to make these changes and we're struggling to do that. So it's a perfect timing for this, the topic of the show.
Yeah, you know, and I think it's interesting because it is about finding a solution. It is about figuring that out. It is about, you know, where there's a will, there's a way. So, you know, I was kind of talking on the fact that first off, we got to limit our exposure. We got to be able to limit it until we can handle it emotionally. And then the next thing is we got to look at, you know, solution. What can we do? What can we impact? How can we impact? Because if we're just looking at it from an emotional standpoint, that can really take us for a curve. What do you think about that?
Oh, it's so true. Where you focus really makes all the difference. You know, what can happen is, you know, we're going through life and an event could happen. It could be a look. It could be something we've seen on TV. But it just triggers this automatic response in us where we start imagining a future that kind of sucks, you know. And so then we're living in this and we start thinking about this and we say, oh, there's going to be this. There's going to be that happening. And when you get locked into that, you can feel your chest constricting, you can feel your breath, your heart rate goes up, like your whole body responds to this feeling of stress. And oftentimes, we are so used to that feeling that we just over-operate on top of it. And so the first step is to realize, hey, you know what, that's actually not our natural state. And it just really is, it's just fear. Ultimately, it's being afraid of a future that may or may not happen. And, you know, ultimately what you need to do in that moment is it's either a choice between having faith that we're going to figure it out or being afraid that, no, we're not going to figure it out. And depending on where you are, that really depends on where you land with the overwhelm. And believe me, I know how hard it is sometimes to believe it's going to work out. And I think this is where you really get back to being bombarded with the images of what's happening in the world. You think, how could it possibly work out? Look at all these amazing, you know, these things that are happening, these awful things that are happening. But the thing is, we're not bombarded with all the amazing things that are happening. All the children that are saved because they now have vaccines. All of the, you know, people who now have lifted out of poverty and are, so we don't see all that. We're just bombarded with the negative. And so, you know, a faith is the firm belief in something for which there is no proof. And it's super important if you want to kind of overcome those feelings of overwhelm.
I like that perspective, Arnold. It makes me think about a story on NPR that I encountered back in December 2010. there was a South African journalist, I think her name was Teresa Howard Dean, who over several years had won the trust of elders of the Lakota tribe. And 120 years ago, the massacre at Wounded Knee had occurred in South Dakota, and several hundred children and women were killed, and the U.S. government suppressed the entire culture, language, religion, traditions of that nation until President Clinton acknowledged the atrocities that had happened and offered an apology on behalf of the nation. But what really caught me that this journalist stumbled upon, and she had won, like I said, won the trust of the elders. They brought her into the council, and one of the elders was in his late 80s, and he had seen his grandfather lynched when he was 5 or 6 years old. And she asked during the interview why he wasn't angry, why he wasn't seemingly conflicted about it. And the old man explained to her in our language, which they had outlawed them using, there was no word for hate. There also was no word for forgiveness.
Hmm.
So that just slapped me in the face because I realized that particular culture had a very high standard of a personal accountability. You got one chance to screw up your character. No one hated you for doing it, but once you screwed it up, it was screwed up. And they quit saying, "I'm sorry, didn't mean a thing." Trying to make give you something in exchange for the harm you had caused. Well, that was a nice gesture, but it didn't mean anything. It didn't wipe away what you did. And everybody knows what you did. You just did it. And that completely changed how our government was trying to negotiate treaties with that particular nation. Because the way the European thought was completely different. And nobody took time to figure that out. Think about the hundreds of years of miscommunication just because you're too haughty to actually understand how another set of people, how their language is constructed. So they can't forgive you. They also can't hate you either.
That's interesting. That's wild. What do you think about that, Arnold? That's kind of interesting.
Well, you know, I think that Reggie makes a great point in just really accepting people. Oftentimes we'll see somebody do something and we'll go, oh, we'll condemn that person forever. And we forget that, you know, hey, we've done some things sometimes in our lives that we're not so proud of. And, you know, there's this opportunity for redemption. You know, people have how they're being right now really is who they are. And when you condemn them, then they just keep acting the way they've always acted. But, you know, sometimes I think we get so stressed because we feel like we can't do anything about it. We feel like we have no power to change. And I think sometimes people forget how incredibly powerful they are. One of the habits we talk about in the app is sharing success and celebrating. And it seems kind of innocuous, but it is incredibly powerful. And you as an individual, if you want to battle negativity in the world, simply ask someone, hey, what was great about your day? If you see someone locked into that negative, instantly, like, probably their first reaction is going to be, oh, nothing. It's been an awful day. It's like, no, come on, what's good? And they'll kind of think and they'll hum and haw, and then they'll go, well, I guess, blah, 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 and they'll come up with something. But in that moment, you've helped them, you've lifted them up out of overwhelm. And that is the power that each of us have when we focus on right now what's around us, when we focus on battling negativity. Because when does change happen? You know, oftentimes we view change like, oh, it's going to happen in 5 years, 10 years, 50 years. But that's not when change happens. The only time change ever happens is right now. And when you bring down, you know, all these massive things you want to create into the present moment, there's only what can you change about right now to make the world a better place? And you have power over that. And if everybody's making that choice, then you're going to make a difference in the world.
I agree with you about personal power, because I think that's one of the things that we really, really need to focus on is where is our power coming from and what does our special skill set lend itself to do. I think that many of us undermine ourselves. We undermine our skills, our abilities, the tribe that we have, our ability to get the word out, our ability to follow through, the unique set of folks that we have around and things that we have that we might not even see as being something that can help. We're not aware of that. And that's interesting, too. So everybody needs to start doing inventory in their lives. Start looking at your life. Start doing an inventory of the things that you do well. Are you an amazing public speaker? Can you get people together? Can you organize people? Are you fast at putting people together and organizing them? Or do you have an amazing group of people that you can, you know, instrumentally, literally get behind something? And I think that's all these different things are powerful. I mean, you know, I think it's interesting, Arnold, you know, even some of the ideas from the app that I think is so great, the Connection app, it's like, how can you connect with other people or, you know, your friends group, or maybe you have a large social circle, or maybe you're involved in a lot of different organizations. How can you get people together to kind of unite them on something? And I think that's powerful, too, because it doesn't just have to be just you. And remember, you know, even having one person working with you to do something or make change makes it a lot easier, because it also allows us to have almost like an accountability partner.
Absolutely. I mean, ultimately, it's about having our society feel more connected to each other. Because what you said was so true. Each of us has different talents. And when we work together, we're way more likely to be able to tackle some of these big issues. That's the only way it's going to happen. But we have to feel connected on an individual basis. That's where it starts. That's where you have power to affect. So get connected with 1, 2, 5, 10 people, and that makes a massive difference overall for how we're going to tackle some of these bigger problems.
That's so powerful. And, you know, thinking about that, doing an inventory of the things that you do well, do an inventory of your experience and your skill set, but also do an inventory about what really connects to your heart. What do you really want to do? You know, I mean, like Reggie is an advocate to help people who are going through life-changing situations, people that are waiting for, a transplant, as well as somebody that might be a family member or somebody that's going through a near-death illness, and to really help them to see their life clearly. And that's something that he's taken on amongst many other charities and organizations that he works with. But it's like focusing on that. And I know, Arnold, your specification is really uniting people to be connected and to establish that connectivity, to establish that trust. And I think that we have to look at it from there, because also when we take on something of this magnitude, it's supposed to make us better people, and we're supposed to spread that instead of feeling spread thin and feeling, you know, out of it, feeling down, or even feeling just really like worn out. I mean, that's not the purpose of doing something like this. The purpose of doing something is to make change and for it to radiate around to other people.
You know, it's so true, and it's so counterintuitive that when we're feeling burnt out and overwhelmed, actually doing something more or doing something for somebody else is actually an incredibly powerful and effective way of dealing with our own overwhelm. I mean, research is so cool about this, because they found that when people have nice things done to them, it helps them a little bit. But the people who are actually doing those nice things get more benefit. They get more happiness and life satisfaction. And so even though we're feeling overwhelmed, the counterintuitive thing is to actually, can you do something nice for someone else? Because that's what's going to lift you out of that negativity.
That's so true. And I think one of the big things, too, is to really focus on, you know, when I was talking about that Power Passion Project, to really focus on what is important to you. What do you want to do? And I think another thing, too, is to work to inspire other people. I had a conversation the other day with a kiddo, probably about 13 years old, and she was like, well, what do? I'm overwhelmed about the environment. You know, how do I do this? I was like, well, start organizing some folks at the middle school. You know, start having that communication. Start having that conversation. Even if you don't know where to get started, she's like, well, I don't have money to donate. I said, well, that's a myth about the fact that it's only about the money to donate. It's about the time. It's about getting the word out. You spreading the word is even more valuable than just the money.
No question. And it comes right down to, oftentimes, again, we think that change needs to be out there. But if we just look in our environment, you know, there's things that we can do. It just feels so insignificant when we use one less paper towel, or we, you know, switch to environmentally friendly soap. We go, is this really making any difference? But the reality is these big changes only happen from these millions of tiny changes. And that's what we have power over. We just doesn't feel good. We want to go, hey, let's make a big rally. But it's so incredibly powerful when we just make these tiny changes. And that's true, obviously, in relationships as well. That's obviously my focus with my work, is these tiny changes that you can make in your relationship that add up to this massive difference over time.
I love your perspective, Arnold, and, you know, thank you so much for being here on the show. I just love your perspective, because you have that connectivity, and you know how to connect people and how to really drive that connection. Where can we get more information on the Connection app?
Well, you can go to your website, AshleyBurgess.com, or if you want to just go directly learn about the Connection Habits by downloading the app from the App Store or the Google Play. And for your listeners, don't tell anybody. If they enter Ashley10 in the check-in on the home screen, we'll give them 10 extra entries to win the dream date we're giving away at the end of the month. So Ashley10 in the check-in on the home screen.
Awesome. You heard it here. Ashley10. Arnold, great to see you. I'll be seeing you next week. Can't wait. Thank you for stopping in and giving your perspective, and good luck with your speech today.
Great work, guys, and good luck, and have a great rest of the show.
We'll be back. We'll be talking more about how to not feel overwhelmed, what you can do to really focus your energy, just some small things that you can do today to have real solution in your life and to make changes that will make you feel less overwhelmed and more in power and in charge of your own life, okay? This is going to be very helpful. We're going to do a 1, 2, 3 and done today. We got some great stuff next, so stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Bird, as we'll be back in 2 shakes.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get in here.
You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
To Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. How's it going, guys? Good to be here. We're here on USA Radio Networks every Saturday. And, you know, it's interesting because we've been talking about feeling overwhelmed. We've been talking about, you know, being able to back it up when we see social injustices, being able to try to figure out what we want to get involved in and how much we want to do. And one of the first things that I want y'all to think about is limiting your content intake on a daily basis. Okay, so, there's only so much we can intake. There's only so much we can see and deal with where we begin to feel that we don't have an ability to make change. Because when we see so many stories of so much negativity, of great negative proportions, it can make us feel as though, well, you know, things aren't working in our world, and it can get us really negative, and it can get us off base as far as not being able to see solution, and we end up kind of wallowing it. The second thing that I want you to do is to find your power, passion, project. Okay, I want you to find that. I'm going to do a video on YouTube about that, Reggie. I think that finding your power, passion project is one of the best things. Find that project and really get inspired by it.
I think that's a good idea, but a caution that I would add to that is when you're performing your passion project, don't get hung up on your assessment of success.
Mm.
You don't know how your effort has affected somebody. somebody in the periphery that you didn't even know was present might have a life-changing experience by either watching you or something that you might have said or something that a gesture you may have made. You may not find out for years how impactful it was. So don't get hung up on, ooh, this will be successful if I can measure X, Y, and Z. Just go do it with the right intention, a sincere intention of helping and making someone better. And you don't know how many other people that you will have affected that you don't even have the capacity to witness. So that would be my recommendation for those of you who are looking for your passion project. Don't think about it ever as failure, because you just don't know.
That's very, very smart, because I think a lot of times we get really hard on ourselves, you know, and you begin to feel like you're not touching enough, and then that kind of gets you disgruntled, and then it gets you overwhelmed again. And so we're trying to get you out of the overwhelm. Very, very good perspective, Reggie. The other thing I want is y'all to inspire others to give back and to find their passion project. So it's not just about you doing everything. Right? It's about you helping others, inspire them to do things. I mean, because, Reggie, that's the point of it, right? For everybody that's listening, that's the point of it. It's to inspire other people. And they might not want to do the same thing you want to do. They might not want to help the same group you want to help. But it's okay, because if you inspire other people to do that, that's what's so powerful. And last but not least, to have the power to see. We all have the power to see the good, right? We all have the power to see the good. We all have the power to see the not so good. So we need to focus on what we want more of and help facilitate more of a positive change.
And pay attention to the reaction that you can witness, because that's an opportunity for you to learn something more. That's a chance for you to inform yourself in a way that you couldn't possibly have imagined. And usually it improves you in some way. Maybe not right away, instantaneously, but over time, you'll come back and think, reflect about that. Just like I went to a talk that the late Maya Angelou gave at the University of Missouri. And she said, you know, there's 7 billion people in the world. And yeah, you don't know most of them. She said, but if you're in a hotel coming down the hallway from breakfast, and you encounter a stranger in the hallway that's moping around, why don't you just smile? Say hi. You don't know this person. You never have even met this person. You'll never see this person again. She said, but you don't know if that person just got off the phone and was told they have a cancer and only have 6 months to live or 2 weeks to live or that somebody just died. You don't know. She said, but it hasn't hurt you to smile. It hasn't hurt you to wave, to acknowledge them. That may change their day, their week, their month. And what happens, she said, is that person will encounter a stranger. And they'll remember that, that weird person smiled at me. And they'll smile at this stranger they're encountering in passing. So then it multiplies itself. Mm-hmm. And she said, so just think of how the world would change if just everybody smiled at one person every day.
Powerful. Powerful. Things to think about, guys. This is Perspective. Reggie, great show tonight, today. I keep saying tonight. Great show. And remember, I love what Reggie said. Just keep giving it. Give the good. Be the positive. Be the change. Yes, there are big things we have to take care of in this world. We can tackle it, but let's tackle it. You are the inspiration. You are the wisdom, and you are the unconditional love. You just got to see it. Spread it, be it. Even though there's challenges we got to overcome, let's overcome with it, with unconditional love, and inspire others to do the same. Live your true life perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time in 3 shakes. Are you an artist? Do you want to get more exposure? Are you empowered when you create, and even more empowered when you work helping others? There's a place you can get exposure for your work. Connect with art lovers. Sell your work and give back all in one place. Artforyourcause.com. Selling your art and getting exposure doesn't have to be difficult. You owe it to you and your work to get it out to the public, to inspire and touch the hearts of people who possess and acquire your work. Go to artforyourcause.com and start the journey today. Do you want want to champion philanthropic projects like helping the rainforest and helping the homeless? Well, you can do that with your own artwork, and you can get exposure, and you can get recognition. Go to artforyourcause.com/Ashley. That's artforyourcause.com/Ashley, and start your journey today.